State Senate will please come to order for the 89th Legislative Day. Will those members present please signify their presence by voting.
The roll shows 9 senators present this morning. Senators Abood, Eliason, Fahrenkamp, Hensley, Jones, Kelly, Rohde, Strzelewski, Szymanski, and Zoff are excused from the call of the Senate today. Senator Krutula is excused but is present.
I think it's very fitting that we have Bishop Kenny here on Good Friday for the morning prayer. Will everyone please stand?
From the 5th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans. At the appointed time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for us godless people. It is rare that anyone should lay down his life for a just person, though it is barely possible that for someone good one may have the courage to die. It is precisely in this that God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But centuries earlier, from the 53rd chapter of the prophet Isaiah, these words: "Yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. While we thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was laid the chastisement that makes us whole, and by his stripes we were healed." Let us pray. O God of Old and New Testament alike, will we ever understand the quality of your mercy? Unquestioning forgiveness of enemies, turning the right cheek to one who has slapped the left, paying those who work but 1 hour the same wage as those who have borne the heat of a full day's labor, welcoming home without rebuke the son who has disgraced himself and his family, promising paradise at the 11th hour to one who has been a thief his whole life long, and above all else, the innocent son dying to save the guilty children. All of these truly offend our sense of strict justice. But your thoughts are not our thoughts, and your ways are not our ways. Teach us, O Father, to imitate you in our private and public lives. Help us to understand that your severest judgment rests on those who welcome your mercy for themselves, but fail to extend it to others. May we, your children, dare to be compassionate as you, our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Senator Coghill, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Ewing.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objections, this morning's prayer will be spread on the journal. Do we have introduction of guests this morning? Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. My pleasure to have with me today and joining us this morning two of my children, Ryan, who's 8, and Wade, who's 4. Please help me welcome to the Senate this morning.
Senator Binkley, are these the soccer players?
Ryan is a soccer player, and Wade's still learning how. He's not on a team yet. He's learning how, and he's going to be a soccer player one of these days.
Thank you, sir. Further introduction of guests. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Messages from the House of Representatives.
There are no messages from the House today.
Do we have communications?
We have no communications today.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Resources Committee considers Senate Bill Number 8, Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute resources with a new title. Senator Coghill, Chairman, and Senators Eliason, Strzelewski, Duncan, Fisher, and Jones signed do pass, attached to zero fiscal note. SB 8 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considers Senate Bill Number 9, Financing of Fish Processors and Agricultural and Timber Processors and Harvesters by the Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank, recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute resources with the new title. Senator Coghill, Chairman, and Senators Eliason, Strzelewski, Duncan, and Jones signed do pass. SB 9 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 30, Termination of Parental Rights of Perpetrators of Certain Sexual Offenses, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute judiciary. Senator Curtillo, Chairman, and Senators Strzelewski, Hofford, and Josephson signed do pass. They adopted the previous zero fiscal note. SB 30 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Community and Regional Affairs considered Senate Bill Number 163, establishing the Willow Mountain Critical Habitat Area, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute CNRA. Senator Strzelewski, Chairman, and Senators Hofford and Szymanski signed do pass. SB 163 has a further referral to transportation. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 190, establishing the Point Bridget State Park. Senator Strzelewski, Chairman, and Senators Hofford and Szymanski signed do pass and adopted a fiscal impact note. SB 190 has a further referral to resources. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 6, finance amended, allowing tax credits for contributions to certain educational institutions and restricting state tax deductions under 26 U.S.C. 170. Recommends to be replaced with the Senate committee substitute, Hess. Senator Fisher, Chairman, and Senators Jones and Josephson signed do pass. CSHB 6 FinAm has a further referral to Judiciary. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Do we have reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Do we have introduction of Senate resolutions?
Senate Resolution Number 22 by Senators Coghill and Fake, supporting the environmentally sound development and construction of a natural gas pipeline system.
Resources.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 27 by Senator Josephson, relating to the preservation of historical school buildings.
State Affairs, Finance.
And those are the new resolutions today.
On Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 27 on the preservation of historical school buildings, if the Chairman of Health, Education, Social Services wishes to have that bill, we can give it an additional referral. Do we have introduction of Senate bills today?
Senate Bill Number 264 by Senators Josephson and Abood, an act relating to the practice of chiropractic and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
That was the only new bill today.
Is there any unfinished business? Unfinished business? Do we have any announcements? Do we have any special orders? Senator Curtillo.
I'm asking as consent to comment on campaigns and special orders.
I'm hearing no objection, Senator. You do have the floor.
The President, I was walking down, I think, in a period of before Easter of compassion and was thinking about the future and this state. And I've noted a lot of times that groups like Common Cause and many of our leading newspapers are very concerned about campaign costs. Not that anyone much seeks to reduce the cost of advertising, but they are concerned and the people are concerned. And it occurred to me that groups like the League, like the media in general, good-thinking people in the newspapers and television, radio, and the Common Cause people ought to set with knowledge standards as a goal of what it might cost in a given Senate district to campaign or a given House district. The stamps and the envelopes, the mail-outs, how many mail-outs would be logical? For instance, one mail-out in my Senate district last year, just one mail-out, was $10,000. $10,000 just for the stamps, as I remember. That's just one mail-out. So you ought to get on to the cost of the stamps. What is fair and reasonable in television? You know, the cost of producing media might be $3,000 a minute for a decent production, maybe more. Nothing less than $1,000 a minute. Then you've still got to place it on. And then the number of stations one might have. The concentration of stations in one area. Other areas have another problem. One of our senators has to get in an airplane and travel over a tremendous district. And I have airplanes, boats, I suppose walking and automobiles. What should that cost for a district like the one I serve in? I'll just speak my own. Cost of travel. Again, the cost of advertising newspapers and radios and television. What should that be where you have maybe a dozen different sources of media? And it's not applicable that we say so much per voter because, say, take a district like mine, I may well have to advertise in the Fairbanks media for a very few people, may well have to advertise in the Anchorage area and do have to for 10% of the coverage of that television, but there aren't any discounts, you know, but it costs. And it seems to me, and then probably a little bit extra and set aside for the dirty trick efforts that may happen to you to offset them, seems to me that the people are concerned about the cost of campaigns, and we should all be. Maybe ought to set a standard, the very concerned people, with knowledge, ought to look over and see what it might well reasonably cost in any given Senate district to run. And maybe that ought to be the standard and the goal that we all work toward trying to meet. Obviously, some will cost less in one way than others, and others will cost more in another way. So one standard will not cover the state, to wit, the airplane versus the television standard. Again, I just thought I'd mention it today because this is a day that we're all kind of in harmony with each other, and people ought to be thinking about many subjects, not necessarily this one, but you really ought to come to grips with this state and the nation by applying some standard for what it costs today to run for office and making some sensible analysis of it. You know, we had a salary commission. They tried to come to grips with a reasonable value for the performance and work in the legislative level. Why not one that of concerned people that really starts to understand what just one mail out might cost in a district like mine, as I said, $10,000. And people really don't know that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader, you adjourn us, please, until April 21st.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 2 p.m. on Tuesday, April 21st.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will be adjourned until 2 p.m. April 21st, which is a Tuesday. Thank you.